Gitte kann da mit sagt es bekommen da nun beginnen basic and test was beginnen die mache er kapelle zu dikum das schon that he slow to anger for the righteous and for the wicked which takes things voice and passing the gemara native and that basic enough mash myself to show for the wicked that he's slow to anger which is yeah habid min ol mabo because he pays them back right away like Rashi says and then they won't get the next world. How Bechelik the Muratzan Edin of Kofi Yodav Alva, Alva Mashal sounds like a tip, it's actually for the good. He's slow to anger, and that because they'll have time to repent. So Yeshem Tesla, he says, yeah, K'shem Tzai B'Las Tshubo, when they're not going to repent, they call it Ra, it's for the bad. Which is, they're just going to get paid up in this world and lose totally the next world. Alva B'Sai B'Las Tshubo, but if they're hanging up doing good, they're going to repenting, well, the evidence for their good. So it could be either way. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara. The difference between them is the Avigayva, that they made a height. Which says, the Gemara could have also said other differences. The novel Derech HaChayrav, if he fell backwards, the Rav Lemachayrav Derech Panav, that you're only liable when he falls forward, where the Ekla then there's the ear that'll affect him, versus when he falls backwards. Or Inami, another case could have been Babersh or Chabi Yisrael Amka, a pit that the width is more than the depth, the like Hebel. Again, there's no bad ear, because I mean like the Gemara later on up in the Alpha Bays, which according to Rav, again, you'd be Pater Khan Shemoy. You're right, it picks up just one of the many cases it could have said, which is the Ovid Gaiva. Next, it's not the Gemara with the Gemara Shmuel, according to Shmuel, I'll give an Amachayv that for height, that one should also be. Chayv says Taisus Alkocha benitkel begoyv of nechbe bekarka. So it must be talking about that he tripped on the height and he banged himself on the ground. Why? Because he benitkel begoyv. Because if he banged himself on the height, would you have the chayv? Rav would agree that you're schem, not just small. Come about meskin vasay, like one's stone or knife or package. The amad that the gemara said, I'm getting mesech davgim lemenalv. Idaf kere if you mafker being rav and shmul hanibar. It's bar. And behind Mashem, the Chabot Tadehu, because the bang is his, it's something that he made. So, therefore, it must be talking about where he bangs himself on the ground. So, it's because it's difficult, because the Benipical, if it's talking about like we're saying that he tripped on the height, but he bangs himself on the ground, so, what do you mean? Shmuel agrees. So, what are you saying? Shmuel would agree that you're Pater, because the Karka Elmas Akase, it's the ground that damaged him, not his pit. What's the case talking about when it falls backwards at the Gunny Potter? If he trips on the bar, and he falls behind the bar. So you see that the ground is not his liability. There's some test you can say is no, the height wasn't 10 tvachim, the height was 5 tvachim. The Sava Gaiva, and around the height, he then dug a depth of 5 tvachim. So some total of 10 tvachim. Now, the Nitkal Begaiva, he tripped on the height, the Nechtad Boyamik Bar. So it is, it's not just Karka Ilma, it is the ground of the pit that he actually fell onto. Or, you know, another part you could say is Zavko Hassam. Specifically over there, Gabinotha Mekala Kriya. Now, over there, that Shmuel says you can be Potter because Karka Ilma is because the reason why he fell was because of the sound of the digging. So Pater Shmuel says you're going to be Zen because you call it Kriya Gamalilipul. He didn't even do anything. It was the sound of the digging that caused him to fall. And so that's where we're going to do the Nitkal. And then Mechavat Anami, Lugram Lemaisav Shenech Vekarkov, Chukot Zavar. It's also the bangos that wasn't caused by him because it actually was, it was the banging on the ground, which would be out of the pit, that caused the damage. And therefore it's not comparable where, because there was, you have the very much unrelated. And the Ilhak should don't ask, what do you mean? But at least let the owner of the pit be liable for half, because he made half of the takalo. And the truth is, it should even be chayv for all of it, because he explained like Rabnosin, the chilekalo shim lamaham, and you can collect from this one, collect from this one. And here he calls half, at least because of the kola kriya, because the sound of, even though it fell on the ground. The ksavish shmul holds, shayin lachayv balabar la'oilam. No, you're never going to hold the owner of the pit liable. I feel Rav Nosson, even Rav Nosson. Only if he made the entire takala. Then Aziz Chay Balabar Kshnechved. Then on the pit is going to be liable when he bangs himself. And you're right. Even if he bangs himself on the ground, not the ground of the pit. Oh, because also Hezek. Or when he did the damage. Avgav Shloisa Takala. Even if he didn't make the takala. Avchatz Takala. But if he only made half of the takala, of the what you stumbled on, Aziz Chay Bar. Then you're not going to be liable for Bar Kshnechved Bekarko Olam when you bang yourself on the ground, And that's the case over here where he didn't do the whole takalah. It's only because of the sound, but that's not what he actually tripped on. Now, fizal sishapa. According to this, according to the second shot, makes sense. How the mashal come on that the gemara sounds like later on over there on definite gimel that nitkal be'evim nafalabar that if he trips on the stone, and he falls in the pit. The mechay bala evim that the owner of the stone is liable. Avgav the haibar lav iukari, even though he didn't dig it because he made the whole takalah. So therefore, that's why he'd be chayv, and that's specifically according to the second tetzitzis. the master to begin the big mogul, Tanu Bahad Mafarish. He said it and then explained it. Pirush, in other words, Tanu Bahad Mafarish, what did he subsequently explain? We know this from. If it waited 24 hours and then I'm slaughtered, then it's going to be kasha. Now, Pergil, Travis, Gemara, holding up Navam Bays, Eimah says, if the animal got up, then you don't even need to have 24 hours. But Badika by the boy. But you have to check it. Now, Halacha, I feel a Badika like boy. Now, the Halacha is even, you don't even have to check it. But if it waited 24 hours, then, so what Tais is discussing now is, he wants to know what regarding Abak Shosma says when they waited 24 hours. Says in the Chicham Sham that you cannot prove from the Iboy Bedika Eloy if it needs to have a Bedika or not. It doesn't mention that. It only says regarding if it was Amda, then it doesn't need Meisleis, but it needs to be checked. And if it went, so then Halcha we said Afila Halcha Afila Bedika Eloy. If it went, then they don't even have to check. But because Shosma, so there's three different types. There's if it went, then you don't have to check. But he says when it waited 24 hours. Which we say then, that's also kosher, that you can't prove if you have to do bedika or not. Now, but we take hagmash from the halachic dos. It sounds like the way bedika that you need a bedika, because Shapir she explains anan lebekin bedika. He says we're not proficient in the bedika, and we're done by yud bischoshes. So according to us, we'd have to wait 12 months. But you see that according to him, that 24 hours itself would require bedika.